Hey Branches, it's Wednesday, March 27th, and it's Holy Wednesday. It's the Wednesday of Holy Week as we make our way to Maundy Thursday on tomorrow, and Good Friday on Friday, and then a silent day on Saturday as we wait in anticipation for what God will do in the resurrection on Sunday. So we're wrapping up Mark's Gospel together, and we're in the last chapter, next to last chapter rather, before the very short chapter 16. So we're going through chapter 15 together in a few chunks. And today we see the beginning of Jesus' interrogation by Pontius Pilate. And each of these days leading up to the kind of holy weekend of Holy Week, I want to leave us with just a prayer or a bidding that we ask of God as we make our way to Easter together. And so I have a prayer for us today, and really just ask that you listen to this story with an open heart and open mind, and that you might hear something new from God about who Jesus is as we make our way to Easter together. So we're reading the first 15 verses of Mark 15, and it says this: "As soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate asked him, 'Are you the king of the Jews?' He answered him, 'You say so.' Then the chief priests accused him of many things. Pilate asked him again, 'Have you no answer? See how many charges they bring against you?' But Jesus made no further reply, so that Pilate was amazed. Now at the festival, he used to release a prisoner for them, anyone for whom they asked. Now a man called Barabbas was in prison with the rebels who'd committed murder during the insurrection. So the crowd came and began to ask Pilate to do for them according to his custom. Then he answered them, 'Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?' For he realized that it was out of jealousy that the chief priests had handed him over. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas for them instead. Pilate spoke to them again, 'Then what do you wish me to do with the man you call the king of the Jews?' They shouted back, 'Crucify him.' Pilate asked them, 'Why? What evil has he done?' But they shouted all the more, 'Crucify him.' So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them. And after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified." A couple of interesting things happening in this story as we kind of wrap up Mark's Gospel together. First, they hand Jesus over to their oppressor. They hand Jesus over to these occupiers represented here by Pontius Pilate. And it's so fascinating to see Pilate across the gospel stories in the New Testament, because he's in some way a sympathetic figure, also a kind of, you know, frustrating figure, because he has the power to deliver Jesus. And in front of Pilate, Jesus, we see, is silent. This is fulfilling a prophecy in Isaiah that he'd be silent before his shearers. So he'd be a sheep going to the slaughter, and he'd be silent. And Jesus is fulfilling that prophecy in his conduct here, but it's also kind of showing, you know, Jesus, I imagine, has a little bit of a wink and a nod to Pilate, like, you know what's going on. You see who I am. You see what they're saying to me and what they're saying about me. You know, it's clear what's going on here. And that's the prayer I want to invite us to pray for ourselves today. Pilate sees clearly that they're jealous of Jesus. They're moved by Jesus' words and teachings and healings because they know something about him is real. Something about him is divine. Something about him does have power and authority, as we've seen earlier in Mark's gospel. We also see Pilate acknowledging that he just has to satisfy them. You know, he can't collude with Jesus to save him, otherwise he'll be on the chopping block as well. All of the people in this story, the people who throw Jesus into the hands of Pilate, those who are shouting, "Crucify him," Pilate himself, I imagine the other people around Pilate that are also in his governorship, they recognize who Jesus is. They have clear sight. And what they do with that clear sight is, in justice sense, the wrong thing. Maybe the right thing in terms of what Jesus is trying to accomplish and the mission he set out to do, but it's what we do with our clear-sightedness that matters. For us on this Holy Wednesday, I'm praying that we have clear sight about who Jesus is and what he does on the cross. It's hard to look at. It's a horrific image. We've kind of cleaned it up a little bit to wear it on jewelry or to paint beautiful pictures of it, but here on this day, we see the beginning of a really grotesque, horrifying, humiliating act that Jesus is about to go through. And it should give us clear sight if we truly believe that Jesus shows us what God is like, this Jesus shows us a determined, sacrificial, loving, willing, open God to us, even ones who shout crucify him, even ones who would turn him over themselves, even ones who are jealous of him. We should have clear sight about who Jesus is, and that's my own prayer for myself as I go through another Holy Week and Easter as a pastor, and it's my prayer for you as you've been journeying with me through the Gospel of Mark. God, give us clear sight about who you are, and if there's any muddiness around it, if there's any lack of clarity, help us see it in Jesus. Amen. Thanks for listening today.